2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a few clouds, 38 degrees.
Got a stalled vehicle on the westbound I-80 off-ramp at Redwood Road. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story, a shooting incident 2 weeks ago. This morning, Salt Lake Police made body cam footage available from an officer-involved shooting. A woman was killed. An officer was shot. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has the story.
Body cam footage from the February 10th exchange is intense. Officers responding to an apartment at 125 South, 300 East, unsure of what they're getting into. They approach the apartment from a side window, and then the bullets start flying. And an officer was hit in the leg.
I'm hit in my leg.
The officer was treated in a nearby hospital and is expected to recover, but a woman later identified as Natalie Thurber was found dead inside the apartment. Allegedly shot and killed by suspect Michael Tyson Nance. Nance also suffered a gunshot in the exchange, but it's unclear if that was self-inflicted or came from one of the officer's service weapons. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
There was also an officer-involved shooting in West Point this morning. The Davis County Sheriff's Office tweeted no one was injured, but a male suspect was taken to the hospital for an unrelated medical issue. It's all going to be investigated by the Davis County Critical Incident Protocol Team. KSL News Time 301. Worries about coronavirus are stirring, but a new vaccine could be on the way.
Jeff, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases has been working with drug maker Moderna to make one, and they say it's ready to be tested in humans. The Wall Street Journal reports the vaccine will be guinea pigged in April on 20 to 25 healthy volunteers. Results will be available in July or August. If you're wondering why this might take so long, the director of the institute is saying actually the timing of the drug's development and expected clinical trial is extraordinary. Quote, going in within 3 months of getting the sequence is the world indoor record. Fingers crossed. Of course, this news hasn't stopped panic in investors. The coronavirus sending the market into free fall for the second day in a row. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, it was a selling spree on Wall Street after the CDC said Americans are not going to escape the effects of the coronavirus.
It's not so much a question of if this will happen anymore, but a question of exactly when this will happen and how many people in this country will have severe illness.
Dr. Nancy Messonnier says the community spread is already happening in Italy, Iran, and South Korea, and recent data has the CDC concerned that the U.S. could be next. Chief Market Strategist Art Hogan with National Securities says the virus's spread outside of China has investors taking a closer look at the possibilities.
We thought in large part this was going to be a China-specific epidemic with most of the deaths in China and most of the reaction in China.
More than 2,500 people have died from the virus worldwide. No deaths have occurred here in the U.S. Democratic lawmakers in the nation's capital are critical of the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer saying it's too little, too late.
The administration incompetence is towering and dangerous, and they've got to get their act together for the safety, the health, and even the lives of the American people.
The White House is requesting $2.5 billion from Congress for the fight, but Democrats say that's not enough. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Maria. Staying with the coronavirus, how would 2020 candidates take it on?
Countdown. to Super Tuesday.
Lindsay Ertz live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Todd Elizabeth Warren has a lengthy plan to address infectious disease outbreaks. She wants to fully fund agencies that work to prevent and manage them. She calls for restoring the global health security position and investing in developing vaccines. Amy Klobuchar would work to boost local health infrastructure and in at-risk countries. She also wants to boost early warning systems and deploy medical personnel for disease outbreak response. Joe Biden says he would ask Congress to give him the authority to declare a disaster should an infectious disease threat warrant it. Mike Bloomberg says the CDC is the first line of defense and would always make sure they're fully funded. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Also, there is another Democratic debate tonight. It will start 6 o'clock on CBS.
Eye on the Hill 2020.
The contentious inland port. It's talked about today. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas live with us to break it down. Dan, what happened?
And Todd, a legislative committee advanced a bill this morning that makes changes in the inland port proposal. Mayor Aaron Mendenhall told the committee there's been progress in talks between the city and port officials.
This isn't about whether or not there's an inland port. It's about how it happens. And how it happens means everything to us as a city.
The bill gives Salt Lake a 25% share of property tax revenue from the port. It also encourages but doesn't require spending on reducing its environmental impacts. Opponents argue those changes wouldn't be nearly enough. Live, I'm Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Dan. KSL News time is 3:05.